Welcome back to Real Racing USA Live. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to Rob and Cece. They have a couple special things they want to say. Rob, Cece, take over.
Okay, we've had an exciting year inside Florida Racing.
Is that better?
Acknowledging a driver of the month every month, and we've had a lot of fun doing it. A lot of stress, too, because a lot of months there were times when there were many drivers who were just doing outstanding, winning race after race at multiple tracks, and sometimes making the decision of who our monthly driver of the month would be was really difficult. And but we, you know, had 12 drivers, and now tonight we get to reveal who the 2008 Pandora Jewelers Inside Florida Racing Driver of the Year is. And that driver will be presented tonight with a gorgeous gold and diamond ring. It values like $4,000.
So did you bring the ring?
Actually, I have it right here in my pocket.
But you don't.
I've been keeping it close to me because I don't want to give it up, actually, because it's absolutely gorgeous.
You know, some of the times, you know, like you were saying, sometimes, like each month when we looked at this thing, first of all, if you'll remember, we all argued, many of us argued about, we'd had these long, drawn-out arguments over how we would decide who would be the driver of the month, because we really didn't have any, you know, rules laid down for how we were going to do it, and we all had these arguments, and we went on and on, and then some months, there were just some things that really stood out as being extremely special. One was, for me anyway, was when Jeff Firestein, I thought that was...
He won after the passing of his father, when we got to do
what
the presentation
for him. What he
did to win it. Oh, he was winning, driving at DeSoto, winning there, coming down, driving at Charlotte County Motorsports Park, and winning there. So that was a very touching moment for all of us when we got to present him.
When I sat on the wall at USA International Speedway in the middle of the afternoon talking with David Rogers, who had raced at been racing at USA International Speedway since the year it opened, and won all kinds of things in this state. You know, he was a late model national champion, NASCAR national champion at one time, and but he had never won there. And I didn't realize that. I was just doing an interview with him because of the track closing and all that, and as I was getting ready to walk away, I said, you know, I made a comment, and he pointed out he had never won at that track. And then that night, on the very last night that it was there, and he had an opportunity to win, he did. And it was probably one of the most popular wins ever at Lakeland. Everybody in them grandstands was happy to see that.
And it was my honor then to turn around and then present him with his award at the Governor's Cup at New Smyrna Speedway. That was just outstanding, and the crowd went wild that night.
And we can't forget Sean Smith getting his award right here.
That's right, at East Bay.
Right.
Actually, let's go through our first driver of the month, January 2008, was Jeff Choquette.
February was Shane Williams.
Of course, March, Rody mentioned Jeff Firestein.
April was Clint Foley.
And then in May, it was Travis and Charlie Statz.
In June was Johnny Collins.
July, a good friend of mine, Donnie Ollie Jr.
Yes, and in August, David Rogers, as we talked about, with the big win at Lakeland.
And then in September, a United Dirt Late Model driver, Roger Krause.
And in October was Sean Smith.
Another United Dirt Late Model driver. And November, Wayne Anderson.
Third Governor's Cup. That was a big win for him, and with a lot of other wins that he stacked up this year. And for the month of December, Steve Darbalik.
And who is actually here tonight.
And
that was
tonight.
An outstanding win for him. And all these 12 drivers are in the running to be the 2008 Pandora Jewelers Inside Florida Racing Driver of the Year and to win this absolutely gorgeous gold and diamond ring. And I know people have been really antsy and dying to know who the winner is. I don't know, Rob, should we keep the suspense going or
well, we
put
should,
them out of their misery?
We should
or what
give
do you think?
Pandora a good plug right here. Definitely thank you to Pandora Jewelers for providing the ring, and hopefully they'll do it again next year. We'd like to do it again next year.
Yeah,
we definitely
have negotiations going on with jewelers to work out a relationship with someone. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, we've just been told it's a done deal,
it's a done
and we'll
deal.
Have
Jeff's
an announcement coming
crazy.
Out.
He's got his hat on and everything. We're fixing to make an announcement.
So we'll be doing the same thing this year. So what we're going to want once again is encourage fans, drivers, car owners, track owners, promoters. So please stay in touch with us. You know, nominate someone for a driver of the month and keep us in the know, because it's really hard for us to be able to keep track of every race, every driver, every track, and that way that's why we really rely on the help of the race fans.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's your local racetrack. You know who's doing well there. You know who your favorite driver is, and we want to hear. Now, we don't want to hear just because it's your favorite driver. You know, like me, I got people that I'm their favorite driver, but I'm not going to be the driver of the month.
I didn't get any emails.
We want, give us stats. Let us know. They're running at multiple tracks. The race,
yeah.
How many races they've won in a row.
I did nominate you that time that Wayne Anderson yelled at you on the front
seat. Yeah.
Well, we really encourage everybody to stay in touch with us. You can get hold of us through the forums. You can send us an email. I'm really easy to get a hold of. Just send me an email at cece@wikx.com.
And you can email me at robelting@aol.com for any kind of information that you want to send, whether it's about a driver, whether it's about something about the show.
If you want to acknowledge your favorite driver's birthday on Inside Florida Racing, email me. We'll get it on the air.
Yeah. And if you don't like something about the show, at least tell us. You know, that's the thing. Input during the show. I definitely want to thank people that do give us input, good or bad. We take it, and we apply it.
And when you email questions, too. When you know what our guests are and you have a question for them and you email us or post it on the forum, we love that also.
Yeah, sometimes we know ahead of time who our guests are.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Well, kids, are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready to do it.
Okay.
You got the ring? Oh,
I've,
no, the ring's
I've
gone.
I've got the ring.
The ring's gone.
Oh, I hate to depart with it.
Okay, the 2008 Inside Florida Racing, Real Racing USA, Pandora Jewelers, Driver of the Year.
And one of my favorite drivers, and, I don't...
All your
Oh, no, but I have a special
Let's
fondness.
Let's go, CC.
I have a special fondness for this driver, because when I wanted to race at East Bay, he helped me make that dream possible by hooking me up with a fire suit and making sure I'd be safe out there. You know who it is. Congratulations. And please come up. Big round of applause for the Pandora Jewelers Inside Florida Racing Driver of the Year, Johnny Collins.
Right.
The locomotive.
Yeah. It's going to fit. That's why I count the money. Hey, don't make it fit.
All right, seeing how they quit talking on the air, ladies and gentlemen, they're giving the ring to Johnny. Johnny, have a seat, buddy. Have a seat, man. Honey, we're back.
Okay, we are back at the technical difficulties taken care of. And
wow.
We have him here, the winner, the big winner for 2008. And... unfortunately, the ring just a little too small, but we'll get that all sized up for you, Johnny. Congratulations.
Man, I appreciate it. This is this means a lot to me. This is special. Thank y'all. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
CeCe, let him sit down. Let's
okay.
Yeah, let's talk to him a bit, because there's a lot to be said for the driver of the year. That's not just a even though some people like to make light of it, and there'll be lots of jokes, I'm sure, at times. It's pretty cool to come out on top of the 12 drivers that were chosen this year for Driver of the Month. They all held their own and did some really great things throughout the year, and especially during their month, so to speak. But to be the one that's chosen over the top of all of them has got to feel pretty good.
Well, when you're racing against not only just the guys in the dirt, we had the Asphalt Series and other series. There's a lot of guys out there that's good at what they do and come out on top. I appreciate the fans' support and their votes, whoever voted. And maybe the suit helped a little bit. I don't know.
We actually worried about that for a while, so we talked about it a long time.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was this whole thing was not just us. There's other media people around the state that we always talk to and we consult with and argue back and forth about all this kind of stuff. And every year it seems there's a driver or two or three that just have one of those years where the stars are shining right for him, and everything's aligned properly. And you certainly had one of those years this year. And when it came time to decide on this award, there was no argument about it. Johnny Collins, you earned it, man. You made it go right. And not only that, having met your family, and I'm sure everybody here agrees, I mean, you're a hell of a good guy, and you deserve it all.
So what's coming up next this year? Coming up, what are you doing?
Well, you know, we'll run this little bit of speed weeks, and I think there's only one race between race series and the United that's gonna, you know, hit together. So we'll run all we can. You gonna put up? Yeah, you know, somebody put the money up. We'll go race.
When that race comes up, whichever one it is down the road, will you look at which point you're heading?
It's not going to happen, because I'll tell you what, we've been talking with Ken Kenny and Billy Osborne the last few days. The things are being done so that that conflict is not even going to be there. It's going to be fixed.
Well, so much for my question.
If it did come up, I mean, I wasn't racing for points this year. Surprise. But, you know, we'll just go have some fun and go race, you know, whatever comes about.
Johnny, let me ask you, though, the way the season started for you with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, did you ever think that this season would end up the way it did?
Well, you know, when we first started running with this series, there was a lot of tracks I've already been to and felt good about, and I said, well, it'll be a good deal.
Right.
After we come out of Ocala, busted a rear end and last, you know, didn't even get to start the feature, I said, boy, this is going to be rough. This is an uphill battle. I never would have thought we'd be able to come back so strong. Like you say, everything, the stars was lined up. It was a perfect year. I couldn't ask for anything better. We swapped teams halfway through. You know, it just everything that did happen, it still just worked out for the best.
Just happened for a reason.
Yeah, apparently it did.
So all them people saying you cheated with more left side weight, is not fair.
You know, everybody's always trying to get left side off and might want to start paying attention where you need to put some on.
There was more than one driver that we talked to during the year. There was a two or three guys that said they, like, who were behind you in the closing laps of a race. And the thing was, he didn't make any mistakes. I kept waiting for him to get off line and make
one up.
He didn't make any mistakes.
Well,
what
they do is they read what it says on the back of that wing. Don't play chicken with the train.
Did you go to the asphalt race that they had down
he
south?
He won it.
That's right.
They don't call it bonehead for nothing.
It was the quickest. I remember now. 50 laps straight. 50 laps in about 32 minutes or something. It was like, what did you think about that? We talked to you the night, the week before that race, didn't we? The Monday before that race, did we talk to him?
Yeah.
And then you came and won, so you were one of those guys that got the good end of the curse.
Well, I mean, I don't mind driving asphalt anyway. We used to run Columbia County a lot when Ray Miller series run, and I enjoyed it.
You won one of those races, didn't you, up there at Columbia?
Yeah, we won, I think, three of them with his deal. So, you know, I like asphalt racing as well. Just around my area, I grew up, and there's dirt racing. That's what we've done, so that's what
that's
I do.
That's a humble zone. I won three of them.
Well, I mean,
not a big deal.
I don't know. I just
I
like
done
the
it my track.
At
the big track at Columbia?
Yeah, the big track. Yeah.
Lake City,
yeah.
Well, I bet that was pretty cool in a dirt car.
It's wild because it's
fast.
It's real fast with the dirt cars. Yeah. It really is there.
That track was always one of the ones that I always said, you can drive in there harder than your brain tells you it's okay.
And that's where you mess up, because that's one of them tracks where you always hear people say, slow down, go faster. Mm. You slow down just a little bit there, and, man, it'll shoot you out the other side. I mean, it's
kind of like Waycross.
Yeah.
Tom Smith told me, he said he stepped on the brakes, and he went faster.
Yes.
How many friends and family think the ring's going to go right to his head? No, they know he's pretty grounded. They know he's pretty grounded. When did you have an inkling that you might be the one? Because Stephen was here, and I know Stephen may have felt like he might have been there, too. I hope we didn't upset anybody.
No, either. I mean, to be honest with you, they held out on me. My family held out on me. I really honestly didn't know until we was coming down here. Then I started putting some things together, and I was, okay, I'm starting to back it up. Somebody pulled in beside me, and I said, okay, here we go.
And there really isn't a race going on here tonight, is there?
I knew. I was joking with my wife. I was like, okay, so we're testing. What am I testing? You know, I didn't bring a suit and a helmet, so what am I testing, your truck? We got a long ride home.
If you got here earlier, they actually had a sprint car out testing.
Oh, well.
That would have been kind of funny. Go, you going to fit me in that?
Yeah. That would be a treat. A lot of butter.
Well, congratulations. You know, I definitely hope that you enjoy it, being the driver of the year, and you're going to be a grand.
You don't want that nickname, Butterball.
Butterball. I think Locomotive.
Locomotive fits him just fine.
And the good thing is you don't have to give that up to the driver of the year next year. You get to keep it forever.
Yeah, that would be correct.
That's good because he'd catch a hard time getting it. And Jack will get it fitted for you. Pandora Jewelers already said
they
fit it.
Fix it really.
All right. So they might have to add another half a ring there, but
yeah,
you know, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
This has cost me another $1,000 in gold. You know that, don't you?
That's probably one of the reasons I'm able to stay so smooth. You know, I got a lot more on the grip.
There you go. There you have it, Johnny Collins, the 2008 Pandora Jewelers Real Racing USA Inside Florida Racing Driver of the Year. And who knows,
you could be here
again next year. Another ring. Be like Mr. T before long.
Yeah,
or Liberace.
Kit, huh?
Excuse me. Liberace.
Give Jimmy Johnson a run for his money.
All right. Well, we're going to let these guys get
back. I
don't
back
think
to so. Steven wants that ring next year.
You got anything that you want to say on this microphone?
I just want to say congratulations, and you know, we look forward to watching you all race in 2009, and look forward to doing our Drivers of the Month again, getting that started up soon, and be able to do this once again in 2010.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Pandora Jewelers 2008 Driver of the Year, the locomotive, Johnny Collins.
Congratulations, Johnny.
And really and truly, any of you racers out there that are listening or listen to this down the road, you could be there next year. I mean, just keep your head to the grindstone, work hard at it, and you'll get recognized.
I know I'm going to work hard at it.
There you
get
go.
Better.
I'll nominate you, Rob. All right, we'll be back right coming up next. The best of the best. From Karnak.com, Real Racing Talk Radio.
We'll be back right now.